The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, well, I can only apologise to you and to John Bon Jovi.
Whoa! We're halfway there!
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:37 on your Tuesday morning. Matt Dyson.
Hi, Dave.
Just heard it in the news. Obviously, I was in bed by the time the football finished last night. Yeah. Monday Night Football is on too late for breakfast show.
You just like the pundits at the start, don't you? Yeah.
But your team were playing, so I presume you watched it through, did you?
Yes, I certainly did. Watched it to the bitter end of a 1-1 draw. It wasn't pretty, but we'll take a point.
Off the bottom of the table,
yeah.
Congratulations.
I hope it gets the constant referencing that it deserves this week.
Well, I put it at the top of the sport, respect my journalistic integrity.
I do, yeah.
This is where I first heard about it, so it's already working on me. Someone just 10 feet away from you. It's working for me, Em. Right, let's give you a chance, shall we, to put a pep in your step by winning some Breakfast Show merch. It comes in the shape of a sticker that you attach to your wheelie bin. It's my face and a QR code. And to win one, as always, you need to listen very carefully to a clip from yesterday's show and then answer a question based upon it. And around this time yesterday, we were talking to one listener about all things Absolute Radio 90s. And we were talking particularly about the Oasis versus Blur Battle of the Singles. And that's when I said this. Would we say, I'm just going to, let me just chuck this out there on a Monday morning, is the worst ever Blur song?
Oh.
Now, I love Blur. They always have a special place in my heart. I mean, do you think...
It's not. It's a good tune. It's got a special place.
Which Blur song were we discussing? That's the question to stick it to the bin man. Which Blur song were we discussing just yesterday morning? Your names and your answers, please, to 8-12-15. This is your chance to stick it to the bin man.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud. With Wix.
6:47 on your Tuesday morning. Time to give somebody the opportunity to stick it to the bin man, namely Jamie on line one. Hello, Jamie.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Jamie, hello.
Welcome Jamie. Along to the show. So you listen on Absolute Radio and you dabble on Absolute Radio 90s because you are a huge Blur fan. You're a completist when it comes to Blur, which is why the question this morning was perfectly placed for you. We were discussing with a fellow bin sticker winner just yesterday about the fact that I believe a certain Blur song, the one involved in that big battle back in the 90s, is the worst Blur song of all time. Which song is it, Jamie?
Country House.
Okay, it is Country House. There, I said it.
Yeah.
I think Park Life is probably my second least favourite Blur song. I know, I'm just chucking
like
them out.
Jock
it's just my hot take. Hot take on music that came out 28 years ago. That's
right,
all it is. So, Jamie, let me ask you, you said you're a big Blur fan. Where do you stand on Country House? Do you think it's up there in the echelons of Damon's greatest work or not?
It's probably not even the top five on that album.
Yes!
Wow.
Well said. And you're a fan of the kind of, I was going to say the new stuff, but again, came out in 2015.
The Magic Whip.
You like Ice Cream Man. Here comes the Ice Cream Man parked at the end of the road with a swish of his magic whip. All the people in the party froze.
That's it.
I like Ong off that album. It's a great song.
Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Jamie, congratulations. You are going to stick it to the bin, man. I know you're in Kingston. What's the bin situation in Kingston at the moment? How many have you got?
Two.
What colour are they?
They're green and black.
Okay, where are you putting my face?
The green bin recycling.
Oh, thanks, Jamie. Have a lovely day. Nice talking music with you. Lovely having you tuned in. We'll speak to you real soon.
Cheers, thank you.
Thanks, Jay. And there'll be a chance for you to stick it to the bin, man. tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's 11 minutes past 7 on your Tuesday morning. You are listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where you will be talking about it later, and he will save your data.
I will.
Only one man can do it, and that man is Matt Dyson.
And you're waking up to yet more positive headlines about Larry the Cat this morning.
Still so jealous about
the
that.
The biggest influencer in Downing Street, of course. He's got more followers on Twitter than Liz Truss, the Prime Minister. And overnight, Sky News released video footage of him chasing off a fox from Downing Street. This is quite, it's quite a big, aggressive London urban fox. You know what they're like? Quite scary, yeah. Quite intimidating.
Frightening,
really.
First thing in the morning.
Larry completely chased it out of the street. It's twice its size. So more positive news for Larry. And as David Baddiel said on Twitter, competence, quick thinking and no U-turns from at least someone in Downing Street.
Classic Baddiel. Classic
Baddiel. Yeah.
Very nice.
But yeah, just amazing. Amazing news for Larry. The positive headlines keep on coming. Elsewhere, there's some big food news, Dave, that you might want to be aware of.
Well, I do.
Last week, we had the woman who spotted Elvis's face in a little pot of ketchup from
McDonald's.
And for
the first time ever, it did actually look like the person they were claiming it was.
Now we have a woman who's found Shrek's face in her Indian takeaway. I think it's the ear. It helps that it's a green curry, which
is quite
vibrant green. Yeah, and this little ear popping off the plate there.
Oh, that's good.
A little bit of sauce. It's a Hooray Ali green chicken curry.
Yeah, I mean, the food looks disgusting, but it does look like Shrek.
What is that food?
It's Indian food. Hello.
Looks like mushy peas a bit.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's just
But the presentation, the reason it looks like Shrek is because it's slopping all over the side of the plate. Yeah, use a dishcloth, people!
Yes, the service hasn't helped, but it looks like a nice place of food to me from a local Indian restaurant in Enfield. So, yeah, I'll share the picture of that so you can have a look at it for yourself. And then prepare to potentially gag when you hear about this story. I know the Hypebeast One will produce a Mark. This will probably set him off.
Have you ever seen him eat a banana?
Yeah, because a sausage brand, Heck Sausages, right, are releasing two new types of ketchup. One of them is fairly straightforward. It's called baked bean ketchup, which is basically ketchup with beans in it, but that is what baked beans is. So, I mean, I don't know.
How does it come out of the nozzle? How do you squeeze the bean out?
Surely
it
gets blocked.
Oh, you'll be able to fire them across the table at family members. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Must have quite a wise nozzle. Very good point, actually, Dave. But the worst one is what they call egg chup, which is squeezable runny egg yolk.
Yum.
That?
Yeah, that's the best part of an egg. Yes. Like, if an egg could be 100% yolk, I would eat it.
Yeah, on a fried egg.
Scientists getting to work now at Oxford University.
Well, it's already there, but on a fried egg, lovely. Dip sausage into a fried egg. Great as part of the whole fry-up thing. But a runny egg that's been kept in a little bottle in your cupboard for months on end.
It's a source of what you mop the end of your dinner up with bread.
Yeah.
So it might be gravy with other bits of your dinner in it. Like a Jalfrezi sauce with a bit of mango chutney and little shards of poppadom
there. Sauce made up of leftovers,
That's basically what that is, isn't it?
It is, it seems bizarre. So it's obviously got preservatives in it. And so it's going to taste very different to real life egg yolk, I'd imagine. But apparently a secret sausage society reviewed it and they were overwhelmed with the positivity from what people thought about the sauce.
Yolk.
This is the
I can smell a smash coming on. And also, I mean, if they do another version of Rocky, which they probably will, having Rocky wake up at like 5 a.m. in the morning before he goes on his run, he just squeezes
it. Instead of breaking it into bodybuilders, isn't
it? That's what he's going to do. Heavyweight champ of the world, my friends.
Straight down. The Liver King's going to love it. So that is your social ammo action. It's viral, it's trending, it's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Of course, if you have any stories you think the Social Ammunition team will like, you can tweet them directly to Matt Dyson at Real Dysonator. While you're on Twitter, DaveBerry_tweet, give me a follow. I'm still disgusted at the fact a cat's got 690,000 followers. Help me out, will you? Help a radio DJ out. Right, as promised, it is time now on the show for you to earn a well-deserved shout-out. The number is 8-12-15. I want to know your name, I want to know where you are, I want a flavour, a supersonic of what you're up to right now. And also, I need you to identify the fact There are three little factets here. Only one of them is true. And we are fully focused on a band that we play on Absolute Radio, on Absolute Radio Noughties, and on Absolute Radio Tens. We're talking Panic at the Disco. Ooh. But Panic at the Disco began life as what before they found success? Yeah. A barbershop quartet. Right. B, a Blink-182 tribute act. Or C, a travelling educational theatre troupe. So, as I say, which one is the fact from those three? A, B or C, plus your name, where you are, and a flavour of what you're up to. The number is 8-12-15. Here we go.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less. Crown Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion paint was £16, now £13.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
7:30 on your Tuesday morning. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as does an opportunity for you to earn a shout-out. And this week, we're doing it via fact or fiction. We were fully focused on a band we love on Absolute Radio, Noughties and Tens. It was Panic at the Disco. Only one of the three things that I'm about to read to you are a fact. The other two we have fabricated. So, Panic at the Disco began life as what before they found success? Were they a barbershop quartet? B, a Blink-182 tribute act? Or three, a travelling educational theatre troupe? Matt, do you want to have a guess?
I presume the covers band, surely.
They were. B is the correct answer, a Blink-182 tribute act. Yes. Well done to James in Essex, having a thrilling morning putting some air in the tyres at the petrol station. Chris on the way back from Stansted after dropping his mate off. Matt in Stockport waking up Mia as she's late for work. John putting out the bins as the bin lorry comes speeding down the road. Claire in Leeds on the way to work. Darren in Salford getting a breakfast donut from the bakery. And Harv, the window cleaner, getting ready to clean the windows on a 19-storey building this morning. Good luck to you, Harv, and well done. Yes, Panic at the Disco were, in fact, a Blink-182 tribute act before they found fame. And fact or fiction, we'll return tomorrow to The Breakfast Show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
Five words. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Here we go. Another game of five words. £5,000 is upon us. Will today finally be the day someone grabs the cash on radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win? Hoping it's him, on line one, is Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, team. Are you okay?
Hi, very Alex. Good. Thank you, my friend. Lovely having you on board. Alex, you're a pilot.
Well, yes, by trade. I'm gardening at the moment, though, just because lost my job during COVID, but I'm going back flying in November, so I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, Alex, that's great. So you thought you'd do something else, you know, kind of life does throw those curveballs at us. You were grounded for a bit, so you thought you'd get into some gardening. That's a nice thing to do.
Yeah, you know, grass doesn't cut itself, does it?
No, it's very true. You don't know what it's like sitting here between Matt Dyson and the Hypebeast Womble. All they do is talk about niche music and gardening tips. It's a nightmare. While you lot are enjoying the songs, this is what I have to suffer. We're and then there's old Swiss over there with his penknife out every 2 minutes. Sometimes I just want to go and walk through there and sit next to Emma for some decent conversation. Unbelievable, Al. So listen, though, as you say, next month you're going to be taken to the skies again. Do your best pilot for us. We've got to have a little bit of it. So imagine, imagine I'm off to Turkey to get my hair and my teeth done. What am I going to be hearing, Alex? Give it to me.
So you'd be sat there, you know, reading the magazine, and then you'd come over, hello, this is your first officer speaking, Alex Ernston. Welcome on this service to Dalaman. Flying today at 35,000 feet. Weather en route should be calm and should have you there in about 4 hours.
Oh! He's a loss to the world of gardening, but all of us passengers are getting a win. So there you go. Listen, Al, thanks for that. Let's get down to business, shall we, and talk five words, £5,000. How many words have you matched in the past? Have you ever matched five out of five?
I've done four. About four. Ooh. Is 3 or 4 is the average.
Nice.
Oh, 3 is probably the average. 4 is probably a good day. But there's always a first time in for 5.
100%.
So you got to peak at the right time.
And let's hope today is that first time. Which member of the team would you like to be paired with? Glenn isn't around today, so you've got Matt or you've got Emma.
I think me and Emma are on the same wavelength more times out of 10. But whoever it'd be, I wouldn't be disappointed.
OK, well, let's give the random player generator a spin, see who you have.
5 words, £5,000.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Matt Dyson.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
Emma Jones.
Glenn Moore. Free choice.
First officer, the choice is yours. You're going to stick with Emma?
I'll stick with Emma if you don't mind, please.
Not at all.
Good luck.
Okay, Emma Jones is making her way out of the studio. Alex, I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind. We'll give Emma the same five words. All five match up. You're going to win £5,000. Your first word this morning is H-A-L-F, half.
Full.
Nice.
Copy.
Cap.
Welsh.
Dragon.
Nice.
G-R-A-N-D, grand.
Piano.
They're messing around there as well from Alex. Very quick.
Well, until you interjected with that comment, we were flying through.
It's impressive.
It is impressive. And finally, Alex. Pocket.
Watch.
Yes.
Oh, it's solid. A lovely Welsh assembly I probably would have gone for, but apart from that...
cake, maybe.
Yeah, I would have had exactly the same set of words.
My grandma's Welsh as well, so she'll have a say on the matter.
Well, nice, fingers crossed for you, Alex. Stay right there. Emma Jones, of course, has a Welsh husband.
Yes.
He's going to be back in play next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Paint, tiles, flooring and doors. Whatever your project, find what you need in store and online.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
7.51 on your Tuesday morning.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Is well underway. Emma Jones is back in the studio. Alex is still on line one. Alex, before we get down to business, just to let you know, it's Everyone Wins Week this week on the show. All thanks to Wix. Every single caller that I speak to on air gets £250 to spend in-store or online. So you've got that. So that is all yours, Alex.
You can't complain, can you?
No, there you go. All done. I'll pass that on to Wix for you. So it is time to try and top the gift card with £5,000. Emma Jones.
Yeah.
What's the first word that comes to mind when I say half?
There are quite a few, aren't there? Halfway.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I mean, what would your second guess be?
Pint.
Full. No. We've got full, half and full.
Yeah, I guarantee,
Alex, you have got the gift card. You've not got the £5,000.
It's the pleasure of speaking with yourself. So
Alex, you charmer. Thank you, mate. Okay. I appreciate that. Let's go through the... even though you've said something really lovely, let me drag you across the coals here. Really rub your face in it. What have you got for copy?
Cat.
Correct. Welsh.
Cakes.
Yes, we got dragon. Oh. I mean, Stefan was kind of hoping you'd say something like hunk, I suppose. what have you got for grand?
Grandstand.
Piano. Pocket.
Money.
Watch.
Oh, no.
Alex, thank you for your kind words. It's been a charm speaking with you. Take care, my friend.
Take care. See you soon.
Cheers, Al. Bye now. This, of course, means we'll be playing again tomorrow. If you'd like to have a go, the number to call right now is 0330-123-1215.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
The band of Mum and Dad.
Good morning, you're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio, where, of course, real music matters, and that's why we, with your help, were perfectly placed to put together the ultimate parenting supergroup in the shape of the band of Mum and Dad. So we have drummer Phil, bassist Darren, rhythm guitarist Paul, lead guitarist Wayne, keys Frida, and our front person, the one and only Vanessa. So the question this week is, what song shall they perform? We have literally had hundreds of thousands of suggestions across our social media and into the studio. Keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. We are grateful. There are some amazing shouts in there. Yesterday, Our very own Leona Graham joined us for her suggestions. Of course, there was a lot of AC/DC,
yes,
a lot of Guns N' Roses, Slash's hat. And joining us right now, I am so pleased to say, we have the one, the only, Mr. Ben Burrell. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Ben, thanks for taking the time to suggest a song for Band of Mum and Dad. How are you feeling about this?
I'm excited. Honestly, it's nice to be here when you're putting together a brand new band. Although after my suggestions today, that might all go terribly wrong. But I'm confident about it. I take it back.
Okay, so well, here's your first suggestion.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Didn't see this coming. Did not see it coming.
Interesting. Look, it's an anthem. It's an anthem, all right? I heard you do this with Leona yesterday, and I've never heard her sound so furious for pretending to not sound furious when you played S-Club 7.
See, what I love is there's two different types of people in this world. There's Leona, who's like, there's no way on earth I would suggest
rewind
that.
Rewind and delete.
Rewind and delete. And then there's Ben, who didn't know that was coming, just leans into it. He just says, it's an anthem. Yeah, deal with it, okay?
The mask slips. The Real Music Matters mask slips. I'm sorry you had to see that.
Well, listen, let's get back to the real music, shall we? What's your first suggestion for the Band of Mum and Dad? Genuinely, which one is it?
All right, well, I thought it would be a nice test to see them take on something ambitious, something
right,
a little bit difficult. So my first suggestion, Dave, is Paranoid Android by the great Radiohead.
It's meant to be a light-hearted entertainment feature, Ben. I mean, the
bring
poor souls are going to be petrified, aren't they?
But, you know, I try and bring it down on my show, so I want to bring it down on everyone else's show as well.
Yeah. Hey, guys, we'll see. We're really looking forward to meeting you next week. By the way, could you rehearse Paranoid Android by Radiohead, please? See you in a few days.
I think it's a good acid test. It will separate, you know, the grown-ups from the kids.
Right, OK, and up next, what you got for us?
Well, we've had this conversation many times, Dave, and I think I speak for the wider Absolute Radio community when I say we just don't hear enough Oasis on the show or the station.
100%.
So Slide Away is my option.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vanessa spitting into that microphone with Liam's words. I mean, whether it's Slide Away or not, Oasis is a good suggestion,
it
isn't it? I mean,
yeah, a lot of people are suggesting it on the text as well.
Oh, really?
Different Oasis songs, but that one keeps coming up.
Okay, what's your final suggestion, Ben?
My final suggestion is, I think, one of the greatest songs you've ever played on your show.
Okay.
I think it's a masterpiece, one of the greatest songs of all time.
Wow.
It is, of course, the Social Ammo theme tune. Oh, listen to it. Come on.
I imagine that on the bass.
And I know what you're thinking.
Yeah,
obviously
it's got no
vocals.
Yeah.
So Vanessa will have an easy shift. But I have thought about this, right? Why doesn't Vanessa just sing in a melody of her own choosing the lyrics, "You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data."
Love it. Yeah. Wow.
It's a bit East London art house. To some girl in the corner of a cafe. Going, "You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved your data." You'll be talking about it later.
Better than Paranoid Android, though, I assume.
Easier. Ben, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it. A couple of great suggestions in there, whether they are the singles, but certainly the bands are worth examining for the Band of Mum and Dad. Love to the family, Ben. I'll see you real soon.
What do you mean a couple? Three great ones, mate. Three great ones. Thank you.
Coming up to 20 past eight on your Tuesday morning, we just heard Ben Burrell's suggestions for the song the Band of Mum and Dad should perform. Of course, Ben's going to be back on Absolute Radio with his always brilliant show from 1 p.m. But of course, you guys are going to make the final decision out there. We want to hear your thoughts on what should be performed by the ultimate parent supergroup. 8-12-15 is the number. So Ian from Bromsgrove says, Dave, how about Bon Jovi and this one?
We'll give it a shot.
Whoa! We're halfway there!
Oh,
producer Scarlett's in. I'm in. Emma?
It's a tough high note, but I think Vanessa's got it in her.
Vanessa's definitely got it. Matt?
I'd like to hear her take on it,
Matt, you frankly look disgusted.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what I'd go for, but we could make it interesting, I suppose.
OK, what about Kyle from Croydon? Good morning, Kyle, who has suggested this. Now, before I play it, when we were putting the band together, this was kind of up there with what I was thinking, the kind of area we would go into.
Okay.
So the Killers, you see, Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, yeah, it's a good one, there.
I think everyone could bring their musicianship to this as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Phil's going to have a fill down drums, Darren on bass, rhythm guitar gets a go. Lead guitarist Wayne, who we've just posted a little profile video of at Absolute Radio. Go and check it out. What a beard.
What a beard. He didn't mention the beard.
What a beard.
In none of the chats did he mention his amazing beard.
Yeah. It's, there are six members of the band, huge. And Mum and Dad, and the seventh member is Wayne's beard, let me tell you. And, you know, and Vanessa's obviously got the vocal talents to do a reworking of Brandon Flowers. So it's a good suggestion, Cole. In fact, I'm going to be bold. I'm going to add it to the shortlist.
Ooh,
I'm going to add it to the shortlist right now. Mark from Northampton concludes his message. I'm going to start with the end of the text to the studio. Morning, Mark. He says, Bonnie would be so proud. Of course, he's suggesting... like all the hype beasts... Womble Mark is having a field day. You like this? Do you want to put this in the shortlist?
100%.
Really?
Bonnie would be so proud.
But what about Wayne and his beard? What's he going to do?
His beard can sing, turn around, bright
eyes. In post, we can add a little mouth in his beard.
Wayne's beard on backing vocals. Love it.
Are you hearing this, Wayne? Don't back out, man. Don't back out. It's just some fun. What do you think about this, Emma?
Yeah, I like this one.
Matt?
Yeah, it's a karaoke staple, isn't it? I think we're better than this, personally.
Oh.
Better than Bonnie?
Yeah.
But she'd be so proud. Not my words, the words of Mark in Northampton.
I doubt if she would, but yeah.
So, what should the band of Mum and Dad perform? Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Tyler and The Killers, Mr. Brightside, have been added to the long list / short list. The number is 81215.
Show with Wicks.
The Geneva Cottage white moulded internal door looks great in modern and traditional homes. Was £30, now just £25.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wicks.
8:37 on your Tuesday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where the band of Mum and Dad have been formed. We are so excited about inviting them here to Absolute Radio, where they are going to perform a session, which we are then going to put out there. We're going to film it. We're going to give it all the production bells and whistles, both visually and audibly. So what should they sing? That's the big question. What ditty shall they perform? Yeah. It's massive. 8:12:15 is the number to send your suggestions. Lawrence in Bredon says... well, Fix You by Coldplay. Something for Everyone. Chris would be proud.
Be one of the biggest.
Are we just saying that about everyone?
We are. I think it's my favourite running joke that I didn't see coming when I came on air this morning. Mark in Northampton's going to be livid. He's from the heart, he wrote, Bonnie would be proud.
Yeah.
And now he feels like he's being mocked. Sorry, Mark. Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah.
We can't. Can we have a Coldplay song?
Well, I mean, yeah, there is a bit of something for everyone in the band to get involved with, isn't there?
Yeah.
You could do worse.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not so sure. Although, see, if I had a choice out of that, which is one of the all-time, you know, beautiful songs, it gets you right here, doesn't it? Fix You by Coldplay, but it's not this. I mean, imagine Vanessa doing this. Cher would be proud. That's from Lucy in Toaster. One of my favourite pop-up shops is in Toaster. Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Yes.
Can you imagine Wayne shredding all over this with a death machine? Wayne shredding all over Cher?
Contender.
Ella's got in touch saying, what about Stevie Nicks, Edge of 17?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man, I mean. Should we put this on the long list?
This is a really good one.
Producer Scarlett? Yeah? Emma?
Yeah, nice bit on the keys for Frida as well.
Would Stevie be proud? I think Stevie Nicks would be proud.
Stevie would be proud. Old Swiss, what are you thinking?
Oh, it's a great choice.
You know your opinion means nothing here. Oh, it's a good shout from Ella. It's
really, really good contender, that.
And making Stevie proud would be one of the great things we've ever done here at Absolute Radio. There's something for everyone in this, isn't there? Phil gets a go, Darren on bass.
Keys.
Wayne's just going to do what he's going to do anyway. Well, yeah. With that beard.
He's a
lord
unto himself.
Which song should the band of Mum and Dad perform? Your suggestions, please, to 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a fresh look for less with Dulux standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £20, now £15.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
And there you go, just like that, in the blink of an eye. Another edition of The Breakfast Show is done and dusted. As always, I want to thank you for tuning in and for getting in touch. Should you want to, by the way, you don't have to just get in touch during 6am to 10am. You can any time you like. My email address is dave@absoluteradio.co.uk. If I'm not checking it, one of the brilliant producers are. So, Matt, there's a brand new podcast out and about in about 15 minutes' time. What are we calling it? So's and So's?
A slip of the tongue from you, that, wasn't it?
Well, it wasn't. Actually, I thought it was a genuine term, but...
So's and so's.
Yeah, grammatically, I've let myself down, haven't I, with so's and so's. What is that food?
That was Emma reacting to some green Indian cuisine, I believe.
Some curry trek.
Yeah.
If an egg could be 100% yolk, I'd eat it.
Oh, yeah, another view from Emma Jones. She's very controversial this morning.
The grass won't cut itself.
It's true. Good fact, yeah, it's true.
It's a bit East London art house.
It is, yeah. That was Ben's suggestion for the band The Mum and Dad.
Yeah, and finally, put some velvet on it.
Yes, Josh Pugh in his books. I think it's either East London art house, but I do quite like if an egg could be 100% yolk, I'd eat it. I quite like that.
I couldn't agree more. Not with the statement, but with you selecting it as the podcast title.
No, I like a bit of white. I feel the white and the yolk complement each other, and you can't have one without the other.
However, yes. Emma just wants pure yellow in her face.
Yes, yeah, and it's a great sentence for the podcast naming.
So there it is. That's the name of the daily podcast. Coming up next, details on how we can make you a winner. The sum of money we want to give away is £52,000, which is very impressive. We'll be back tomorrow at 6am. So until then, as always, I urge you to stay safe, but try and stay entertained. Arrivederci.